Please open your hymnal to page 34. And there we see Luther's explanation of the sixth petition of our Lord's Prayer, and lead us not into temptation. And these are interesting words. The small catechism is very pithy. Every word that's there is there for a reason, to create a summary of doctrine that's as small as the small catechism was an amazing feat. So what does that mean? And we've heard this. This has been Temptation Week. Isn't that a wonderful thing to do in February when it's cold and dreary? That's a good time because you're not tempted. No. God certainly tempts no one to sin, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our own flesh may not deceive us. So in the first place, we need to notice from his explanation that the guarding and the keeping, who's doing it? God is the one that guards and keeps. And so that our own flesh may not deceive us, nor lead us into misbelief, despair. Interesting also, he doesn't start with the dirty, carnal sins. He starts with the important ones, misbelief and despair. And then other shameful sin and vice. And though we be thus tempted, that we may still in the end overcome and retain the victory. Which would imply that the victory is already there, right? So today, when we sing our hymns about temptation, we're going to focus on the fact that Christ is victorious for us, and he is victorious in us. One of the tricks that the devil likes to play is to turn us towards these temptations and to our failures so that we focus on them to the point where we go beyond godly penitence and repentance to despair. I can't fix this. The sins that I can't let go of and the sins that won't let go of me. That's the reality of this life. And the important thing, and it's interesting, Luther doesn't talk so much often about that particular aspect of Christ victorious, but I think a great defense in times of temptation and fear and hopelessness and wondering what's going to happen next in your life, to keep the picture of Christ triumphant on the cross and Christ victorious on Easter morning. That will turn Satan and his minions aside. And for that we give thanks. We're going to sing hymn 375, verses 1, 3, and 4. And I'd like you to stand for this. 375, 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
289. Text is by Isaac Watts. We remember Watts especially for hymns like When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, Joy to the World, several others. We have many of his texts in the book. One of the most important English language hymnologists, his name was Eric Routley, called 289, the text that we have here in front of us, this was Isaac Watts on his absolute mountaintop moment. And what the hymn does is in each stanza, it draws upon images of Christ from the Old Testament and the New Testament, all of the different things, all of the different offices that he has for us. And we are going to sing lustily, I hope, stanzas 1, 2, and 3, and then stanza 5 and stanza 7. And of course, in stanza 5, we reflect on Jesus as the great high priest. And we remember that passage from Scripture that tells us that we have in heaven a high priest who is not unsympathetic to us, but somebody who is tempted in every way. Every way that we have been, every temptation you've ever experienced in your brain, every temptation you've succumbed to, Christ was tempted by all of those things. That's kind of scary to think about. But he was tempted yet without sin. So when we sing about him as our high priest, we remember that. And then, of course, verse 7 is this triumphant rebuke of the powers of hell. And I think when we get to stanza 7, we should stand. So we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 5, and then 7. Thank you. Just one word about this. If you look at the textual and tune attribution, you notice this came to us from Prague. Prague is that way. So by the time we're done singing this, I want them to hear it in Prague. And you'll discover it's not a tune that you're going to be able to tap your foot to, at least not regularly, probably not one you're going to dance to. But we're going to start. Let's start with go to the very bottom line. Very bottom line where the text is, God shall.